Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's get real, sometimes life throws us curveballs, right? We stumble, we make mistakes, and that inner critic can start sounding like a broken record. But what if I told you there was a superpower within you that could turn those negative voices into allies? That superpower is self-compassion. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Today, we're diving deep into this incredible concept of self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Because, trust me, learning to forgive ourselves for past missteps is essential for building healthy relationships, both with others and most importantly, with ourselves. So, grab your favorite mug of tea or coffee, settle in, and let's unlock the power of self-love. You deserve it. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that will totally shift your perspective. Number 1. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook for bad decisions. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, and those mistakes don't define who you are as a person. Ever feel like you're holding on to past regrets like they're going out of style? You know, those moments where you replay them over and over in your head, beating yourself up for every little thing? Self-compassion is about stepping back from that mental movie reel, taking a deep breath, and remembering that even mistakes can be learning experiences. Number 2. It's about treating yourself with the same gentleness and understanding you would offer a loved one going through a rough patch. Think about it, if your best friend confided in you about a mistake they made, would you berate them or shower them with support? Exactly. So why wouldn't we extend that same kindness to ourselves? Number 3. Self-compassion involves acknowledging your pain and difficult emotions without judgment. It's about saying, "This hurts," and allowing yourself to feel it fully rather than trying to suppress it or pretend it doesn't exist. You know, sometimes we try to push our feelings down, but that just makes them fester like a wound that won't heal. Self-compassion is about acknowledging those emotions, sitting with them, and letting them pass through without judgment. Number 4. It's not about being self-indulgent or making excuses for bad behavior. Self-compassion isn't about ignoring the need to take responsibility for our actions. It's about taking responsibility while also recognizing that we are human and humans make mistakes. Think of it like this. Holding yourself accountable doesn't have to be a harsh, judgmental process. It can be a gentle reminder to learn from your experiences and grow stronger. And finally, number 5. Self-compassion is a continuous practice, not a one-time fix. Just like building any other muscle, it takes time and effort to cultivate self-compassion. Be patient with yourself, celebrate small victories along the way, and remember that even on the toughest days, you are worthy of love and kindness. Now let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're preparing for an important presentation at work, and your mind is racing. You've practiced countless times, but suddenly you freeze up and stumble over your words in front of the entire team. You feel your face flush, your heart pounding, and that familiar voice of self-doubt starts whispering, "I'm a failure." That's when self-compassion steps in. Instead of beating yourself up for the flop, you acknowledge that it happened. Offer yourself some words of encouragement, maybe even a little virtual hug, and remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, especially under pressure. Then you breathe deeply, regroup, and finish your presentation with the best of your ability. See, self-compassion isn't about ignoring the missteps, it's about handling them gracefully and learning from them. It's about recognizing our humanness and treating ourselves with the same love and understanding we would offer a dear friend. So remember these key takeaways. Mistakes are inevitable. Treat yourself with kindness, acknowledge your emotions without judgment, take responsibility for your actions, and practice self-compassion every day. You're incredible, you're capable, and you deserve to treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve. Keep striving for growth, keep learning, and most importantly, keep being kind to yourself. Because that's what truly matters. Ready to dive deeper into this journey of self-love? Share your thoughts on this episode with me, leave a comment below, or connect with me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode packed with tips and insights to help you heal your attachment style and unlock your full potential. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.